Hi everyone, this is Carissa from Adore Them, a parenting website that provides expert advice and resources to help you find the joy in parenting. The article that I'm about to read for you is part of our All About Dads collection and is titled, Appreciating Dads and Their Abilities, and is written by me. They say that parenting takes a village. While I think the saying is true, I think it was more realistic generations ago when families lived close to one another and were able to frequently help each other out. Nowadays, families tend to be more spread out. So in my opinion, parenting takes a good couple slash team. I am blessed and would be totally lost if I did not have my wonderful husband to help me out. He honestly is the half that I need to get through each day and the perfect partner to help raise our precious three. I truly do not know how single parents do it. So to all of you singles rocking it on your own, I admire you and I wish you all the strength and patience in the world. And I hope that one day you will find someone, or maybe a combination of people, that can step in and fill some of these roles that amazing dads do so very well. When it comes to Scott and I, the kids definitely turn to me for the nurturing and him for the fun. I can be fun as well, but not in the same way or to the level that my husband is. Active fun. What I love about Scott is that he has strength and energy. He will play outside for hours with the kids. They rough and tumble, he throws them in the air, spins them around, plays ball and tag, rides bike, builds forts, blows up swimming pools, runs through sprinklers, instigates water gun fights, and pushes them on the swings way higher than I ever could. This man truly goes above and beyond with all the active fun. He is strong, tall, athletic, and uses every ability for the kids. Patient. Sometimes the days of being a stay-at-home mom are long and exhausting. On days like these, I can't wait for Scott to come walking in through the door from work. He now is the parent with a fresh amount of patience and might be the better one to interact with or help guide the kids to a new activity. I appreciate the mental breaks that he allows me to take and the alone time that he allows for me to do my own thing. My rock. I hate to admit it, but I do tend to be the more emotional and sensitive one. What I love about Scott is that he can be the objective slash rational voice that I sometimes need to hear. He is also less likely to panic when one of the kids gets hurt. He is supportive but realistic and the voice of reason that we all sometimes need. Our shield. Late one night, Scott and I heard several loud noises that sounded like someone was trying to break into our house. I never saw anyone grab a baseball bat and sprint towards the danger so fast. Thankfully, it was just a shelf that collapsed and a lot of non-breakables fell, hitting the ground. But what this moment showed me was that he is not afraid to protect our family. Not only does he provide for us, but he will be the first one to stand up and protect any one of us in any way needed. Keeps it interesting. Anyone that knows Scott really well knows that he has a great sense of humor. He is funny and mischievous. His stories are hilarious, and he knows how to turn a boring evening into a fun one. He is the perfect person to break me out of my groundhog-like days and can keep the kids laughing during a long car ride. He gives my sisters a hard time, in a fun way, of course, and will joke for hours if given the chance. He loves to scare anyone coming around the corner, will spray you with a garden hose when you least expect it. And did I mention that he orders the best surprises from Amazon? I don't know who benefits more, the kids or I. Makes the most out of every situation. To go along with the point prior, Scott somehow finds ways to make the most out of little things or even mundane moments. Even just the way he spends his evenings with the kids, he is always making a typical weeknight interesting and fun. He is great at planning activities, day trips, and vacations to maximize what we learn, what we do, and what we get to experience. Knows it all. I don't know how Scott somehow became such an expert at almost everything, but he has. He won't admit that, but it's true. There is rarely any news going on around the world that Scott does not know something about. There is also hardly anything that Scott cannot fix, or he will at least attempt to fix before calling in an expert. He is well-rounded, knows his way around the kitchen and grill, and has many interests, which again keeps our family learning and exploring. I am so lucky that I found all of this in one man. He may have a few faults, but his good and love for our family goes beyond my expectations and dreams. He is the partner that I definitely need and appreciate. However, I hope you realize that not one person needs to check all of these boxes, and I'm sure that there are dads out there that can claim even more than the list that I put together. But whether it's a dad, an uncle, a grandpa, a friend, or a combination that help raise your children and fill these roles, I hope that you can make them feel appreciated this Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. For more parenting content, check out adorethem.com, where each week we feature a new collection of content around a different parenting topic. These collections include articles, videos, printables, products, and more. Thank you for listening, and be sure to subscribe.